And as Rob mentioned, Marvel's Norse god Thor is the latest comic book hero to muscle his way into theaters, and the first in a summer that promises a new pair of tights every few weeks. Thor has already opened overseas and earned more than $100 million. Given the loyalty of his fans here in the States, a review may be beside the point, but Bob Mondello has one anyway.
It's origin story time again at the multiplex. Superhero falls from sky and gets adopted by Earthlings, in this case after they nearly run him over in the desert.
Do me a favor and don't be dead.
That's astrophysicist Natalie Portman.
Whoa, does he need CPR? Because I totally know CPR.
And her assistant, Kat Dennings. And that's Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
You all right?
He of the type A personality.
Hammer!
Yeah, we can tell you're hammered. It's pretty obvious.
What realm is this? Alfheim? Dornheim?
New Mexico?
Death threatened me, Thor, with so puny a weapon.
It was a taser.
What? He was freaking me out.
They take Thor to the hospital while the film heads for Asgard, from whence he fell. There we meet Thor's trickster brother Loki and his seriously annoyed dad, Odin, played respectively by Tom Hiddleston and Anthony Hopkins, both of whom are trained classical actors. So is the movie's director Kenneth Branagh, who's conjuring thunderbolts straight out of King Lear.
You have betrayed the express command of your king. You've opened these peaceful realms and innocent lives to the horror and desolation of war!
With Hopkins, Hiddleston, and Hemsworth, hurricanes hardly happen. Sorry, that's a My Fair Lady reference, but in my defense, this is sort of a Pygmalion story, a Thor loser learning humility when he's not throwing hammers. Anyway, on Asgard, hurricanes frequently happen, if by hurricanes you mean windy dialogue.
I now take from you your power, the name of my father, and his father before. I own it!
Odin also casts out Thor's hammer, which lodges in a stone, Excalibur style, and can only be pulled out by someone who's earned the right to be king. The comic's originator, Stan Lee, has a quick cameo trying to extricate it, as do some governmental men in black, aided by Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye in another blink-you'll-miss-it cameo, this one designed to set up next summer's Marvel movie, The Avengers. But the dude with the blonde mane and bulging biceps clearly owns that hammer, and when the screenplay gives him something besides arrogance to work with, he owns the movie. Too.
You know, for a crazy homeless person, he's pretty cut.
A frat boy god out of water, amusingly clueless about when throwing his weight around is manly and appealing, and when it just makes him a jerk, in a diner, say, smashing coffee cups.
This drink, I like it. Another!
This is going on Facebook. Smile.
In the Marvel Comics firmament, Thor qualifies as a second-tier superhero, and despite having a classy director, his film's kind of second-tier, too, but it does have that slab of beefcake with a blazing smile at its center. Hemsworth looks and acts like a comic book superhero come to life. No 3D or special effects required. I'm Bob Mondello.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.